Book yourself. Good morning, everyone. Continuing in Simon Reish Chas, we've been discussing the laws of what makes a grain turn into a mizonos. We saw that a grain product, wheat, barley, rye, spelt, or oats, the grain actually needs to be split or crushed in some manner. And if it's not, if you just eat it as it is, it's a bari paratama. If you think about it, a kernel of wheat grows from the ground, so it's a hadama. The question is let's say I take wheat and I grind it into flour. Does that make it a mizonos already? And the answer is no. You have to take water and you have to add water to it and bake it or boil it, as we'll see in a moment, and then it becomes a mizonos. What happens if you just eat raw flour? So the halacha is kemach, afilu shachitim, a flour, even if it's made out of wheat flour, mevarech alav shahakol. You make the bracha on, if a person were to eat raw flour, the halacha is you make a shahakol. If you think about it, it actually is very consistent with all the laws that we've seen. Wheat grows from the ground, which is a hadama. We've seen that the halacha is anything that grows from the ground, anything that's a bari priya hadama or a bari priya eats for that matter, if you crush it or mill it to such an extent that it's no longer recognizable, we've seen the halacha is it gets downgraded to a shahakal. And that's indeed what wheat is, what flour is. It's wheat that's been ground into something that's no longer recognizable. It's from the original wheat. Now, you haven't yet made it into mizonos either because you haven't added water and cooked it. So that's why indeed the halacha is if you eat raw wheat, the halacha is it's a shahakal. Tzivav, the Mechaber tells us, is actually a very important halacha, which is once you have flour, if you bake it, it's a mizonos. What if you boil it? So the halacha is if you boil it, if it's really thick, the halacha is it's going to be a mizonos. However, if you just add a little bit of wheat or any type of grain to water, and really the wheat, you don't really see the flour anymore, and it's just really just a pure liquid, so then it really will stay a shahakal. Mizonos is only instituted on something that you eat, not on something that you drink. Classic example we've seen earlier would be beer. Beer, even though it's made out of barley or hops or whatever, I don't know how you make beer, but even though it might be made from one of the grains, since it's really just a drink, the halacha is, beer, the halacha is, it's a shahakal. It gets downgraded to a shahakal. The question that comes up is, what about certain types of soup? So let's say a mushroom barley soup or some kind of barley soup where you have a grain product in it. So the halacha is like this. If there's really a moderate amount of barley in your soup, so halacha is we consider that soup that there's a substantial amount, a significant amount, a moderate amount of barley. The halacha is the soup is going to be a mizonos. The barley is there. It's for sustenance. It makes the soup. It gives it a certain richness to it. The halacha is it's a mizonos. Mishabura wants to know is, let's say it's really a very minimal amount of barley. And again, where do you draw that line? What's the threshold? Is going to be hard to know. But if it's really just a minimal amount of barley in your soup, so it is really tricky because if you think about it, the liquid in the soup, we've just seen liquids, drinkable mizonos is not a mizonos. It's a shahakal. So how do you view soup that has like just a drop of barley in it? What do you do? So the Mishnah Berurah really is not so 100% clear, and he ends up with the following halachic resolution, although he's somewhat tentative, which is it's a little bit of an unusual procedure. He says, make a mizonos and actually eat some of the barley. Try to scoop out some of the barley and make a mizonos, and then make a shahakol on something else. Find a jelly bean and make a shahakol on that. Now, that's really unusual, because usually in order of brachas, we first make shahakol and then we make mizonos, as we'll see in the next simin. But here, if you do that, the problem is that because there is an opinion, if indeed the bracha on this is shahakol, you can't make the mizonos again. So his suggestion is make a mizonos, eat the barley, and then have a shahakol on something else to fulfill the soup. That's his best practice, or eat it during a motzi meal. But I just want to add, I think most mushroom barley soups are going to be a mizonos. Most mushroom barley soups have enough barley in it, it's considered a mizonos. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.